The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible." Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on his throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Everyone who has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or land, for the sake of my name, will receive 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. When our Lord is asking us to do something, it's very easy for all of us to focus on what we can no longer have or no longer do. And I remember when I told my friends that I wanted to become a priest, many of them thought priests live very lonely, boring lives. Now, 16 and a half years later, I can tell you I've met more people than I could ever imagine, and I've been blessed in ways that I could have never foreseen. And you've experienced that in your own life, I'm sure. When God has asked you to do something and maybe you're resisting a little bit, and it's very easy for us to say why we should not do something. But if we fully trusted God and we are brave enough and so strong in our faith that we're able to say yes to what he's asking us, this gospel is a beautiful reminder that our Lord is going to send you and bless you in ways that you never, ever could imagine. So in other words, let us not be afraid to say yes to Jesus. It's the plans that Christ has for each and every one of you is far greater than the plans that you could ever conceive for yourself. He doesn't promise us an easy life, but he does promise us is he will bless us every step of the way. So let us pray for the strength this morning to say yes to Jesus, no matter where he may lead us today.